Well, howdy guys, now here's another video I've got on X, and I'll put a link to it down below. This one does go on a little bit, but it's something we've seen many times when police stop a femon. First of all, they're the argumentative, then comes the threats, sometimes violence, and eventually the damsel in distress and the tears. This femon was stopped because she was driving on the other side of the road, the wrong side. And of course, they always mention, if they have, that they've got children. Well, then, if you've got children, being a femon, you can drive on the wrong side of the road, then.
Oh, hi, thank you.
Hi, can you put the car in park and turn it off, please?
Of course. I was just looking for a number.
Grounds up 3-10-12. Can you turn off the car for me?
Yeah, of course.
You do realize you're in the wrong lanes, right?
I do. I was just looking for a number.
You're on the wrong side of the roadway.
I know that. I was looking for a number.
Why would you be on the wrong side of the roadway, though?
Because I was pulled off to the side of the road.
You're not in the side of the road. You're in the westbound lanes and you're facing eastbound.
I know. I apologize.
Where are you coming from?
North Palm Beach.
North Palm?
Yes.
What were you doing over there?
That's where I live.
Where are you coming from, though?
I had to drop off the friend.
Where?
In North Palm.
Can you give me the keys, please?
Why?
Give me the keys, please. Give me the keys to your vehicle.
I don't understand.
You don't have to understand. Just give me the keys.
Thank you.
So where are you coming from?
I'm heading home.
Right. You're heading home in North Palm. Where are you coming from?
I was coming from my friend's house in Jupiter.
What are you doing at your friend's house?
Dropping her off. I have 3 children at home.
Did you go out tonight?
No.
Have you been drinking?
Yes.
Where were you drinking at? Your house or your friend's house?
My house. My friend needed help because she was...
You were working at home and then went to your friend's house?
I was drinking at my friend's house and then I went home. I have 3 children. I have an 8-year-old.
And who were they home with?
Oh, I'm so upset that I couldn't take you so... I didn't even do anything fucking wrong.
Can I have your driver's license, please?
Oh, you sure can.
Thank you.
But I also know people.
Okay, good.
You're messing with the wrong one.
Okay.
I just want you to know that.
Are you threatening him?
I'm not threatening him, but I do know people.
That's fine. Everybody knows people.
I am being taken advantage of right now.
No, I disagree. You're in the wrong side of the lanes. What if somebody's coming this way?
I don't want to talk to you.
That's fine. You don't have to.
And I will not.
That's fine.
Who are you calling?
My husband. Because if he's not here, I'm not getting out of the car. You'll have to drag me fucking out of here. Just take me home. I have 3 fucking kids. Just take me home.
Oh, that's not an option.
Well, it will be. How about Officer Sean? Officer Sean of North Palm Beach?
What about Officer Sean?
Call him.
I'm not calling anybody.
Call him.
He has nothing to do with this.
He will in a minute.
I don't think that he'd appreciate you calling him at 1:30 in the morning.
Well, I am going home tonight, and I'm not going anywhere other than my house.
Okay.
And you will take me there, no?
I'm not going to take you there.
You are. Then where are you going to take me? I have 3 children.
Okay, and they're home safe with your husband, correct?
No, because I can't get a hold of them.
Okay, well, because he's probably sleeping. Because it's 1:30 in the morning.
Why can't you just take me home with them?
Because. That's not how this works.
Because you want to be me?
No.
So she's not being cooperative, saying we're going to have to rip her out of the car.
Yeah. All right.
I'm calling my fucking husband. Do not touch me.
Okay.
If you touch me.
Get out of the car.
Get out of the car, man. Come on, step out.
Get out of the car.
You're gonna harass me?
No, relax, okay? Relax. Throw your phone.
I'm not.
Please don't make me.
I have the rights to call my husband.
Stop tensing up. Stop.
I want you to call my husband right now, though.
Listen.
You called him about 30.
Stop pulling away. It's not going to get you anywhere to do that. It's only going to make it worse for you.
Just under arrest.
You're going to beat me?
No.
We're not beating you.
Everybody here has video cameras on their chest.
Yep.
Everything that has occurred from the start to finish is on body camera.
Can you call my husband right now?
No. You will call your husband.
Right now?
Nope.
No.
When we get a chance, we will. We have other things to do first. Let's go.
Not right now.
Let me explain this to you. Let me explain this to you. Okay? You are under arrest. You are under arrest.
I didn't do anything.
You want to handle this like an adult?
I didn't do anything.
Do you want to handle this like an adult?
I'll do anything you want me to.
Go ahead and put your foot on.
I'll do anything you want me to.
Go ahead and put put your
shoe. Okay, well, they want you to put your foot in that shoe. That's what we want you to do.
I'll do anything you want.
Okay,
me
then
to.
Put your foot in the shoe. That's what we want you to do.
Just don't take me.
Come on.
I'll do anything you want me to do.
Listen, what we want you to do is do that so that we can get the process moving faster, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
Listen, don't take me to jail. I'm so scared.
Alexandra.
Just keep me here. I'll do anything you want me to, please.
Can you stop?
I can stop.
Okay.
Anything you want me to do?
I need you to take a deep breath.
I'll do. I'll do anything.
Stop talking.
Anything.
You're clearly not doing what I want you to do.
I'm sorry.
I want you to stop talking.
I'm sorry.
I want you to take a deep breath.
Yes, sir.
I want you to get your breathing under control.
Okay.
Because you're hyperventilating.
I'm sorry.
Okay?
I'm sorry.
I know you're scared.
Let me
explain this to you. You are under arrest for driving under the influence.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Your demeanor, your attitude in the car has shown me that you are not willing to cooperate.
I want to cooperate.
It puts us in danger because of your demeanor. Okay?
I want to cooperate.
So we're not, listen to me. I'm explaining where we're at right now.
I apologize. Okay?
So we're not going through with the exercises. Let me explain this to you. You are at Hood Road and Central Boulevard.
I don't want to go through with the exercises.
I'm sorry.
Anything.
We are past that. I'm sorry. We are past that. Let me just explain where we're at, okay?
I have three kids.
I understand that. I understand you have three kids. Let me explain this to you. A DUI is a traffic misdemeanor.
You don't care.
Did you hit someone?
No.
Did you cause a fatality?
No.
Okay. We're in the realm of a traffic.
I have three children.
I want you to listen to me. You're not listening. We're in the realm of a traffic misdemeanor. Okay? I need you to calm down and just listen, because right now having a conversation, okay? I don't want the mean Alexandra coming out again.
I'm not mean. Okay. I just have three children.
I understand that, and you will see them. You will see them here in 8 hours, okay?
Did you hear?
That's what it is.
Did you hear what Officer Carver just told you? What's her first name?
Alexandra.
Alexandra?
I want my baby.
You will see them here in a few hours, okay?
Where?
You're going to be released on your own recognizance in 8 hours, and you're going to go home, okay? That's what's going to happen, and you're going to have a court case to come back.
Well, there you go, guys. Then all of a sudden her children are very important to her. And everything we've seen from this family is a complete and utter act. May work with her husband, but not the police. And when other femmes see this type of video, why don't they get embarrassed? But they don't seem to, do they? I mean, me, myself, I feel embarrassed for femmes just watching this. This femme is probably married with three kids, she says, and yet she acts like a 5-year-old herself. No hope for femmes, I'm afraid. Unless they start taking responsibility and accountability for what they do. Of course, that means they'll have to grow up and become an adult. Take it easy, guys.